Hello everyone. I am your English reading coach, Minhee Teacher. Welcome back to our Wonder Journey, where we are exploring Part 6, Augie's second half. I am so excited to guide you through the beautiful ending of this amazing book today. For this lesson, let's put on our movie director hats. Imagine we are sitting in the director's chair, looking through a camera lens. We are going to watch how Augie's story reaches its heartwarming climax, scene by scene. Let's start with a quick bird's-eye view of our movie. Our camera captures three main scenes in this final part of the book. In the first scene, the screen is dark. We are deep in the woods at a fifth-grade school trip. Suddenly, some mean older kids confront Augie, but his classmates stand up to protect him. In the second scene, the camera cuts to a bright, crowded auditorium. It is graduation day, and Augie is walking up to the stage while everyone stands up to cheer. In the final scene, the camera pans out to a quiet, sunny street. Augie is walking home with his dad, holding his hand, feeling completely loved and happy. Now, let's zoom the camera in for a close-up on the most important moments. Imagine the dark, chilly woods during the school nature retreat. Augie and his friend Jack are cornered by mean seventh graders from another school. Augie is terrified. His heart is beating fast. But look at what happens next through our camera lens. Classmates who used to ignore Augie, or even play mean jokes on him, step in. They form a human shield around him. They fight back and run together to safety. In this moment, Augie loses his hearing aids, but he gains something much more valuable, real, true friends. He realizes he is no longer alone. Next, let's cut to the graduation ceremony. Mr. Tushman, the principal, calls Augie's name to give him a special medal for his quiet strength. As Augie walks up, one person stands up and claps. Then another. Suddenly, the entire room is on their feet. This is a standing ovation. The camera captures the tears in Augie's eyes and the huge smile on his face. He feels like a normal kid, celebrated for exactly who he is inside. Why did this amazing change happen? Let's explain it simply. At the start of the school year, everyone was afraid of Augie because of his face. But Augie did not fight their fear with anger. Instead, he just kept being himself, kind, funny, and strong. This is the cause. The effect is that his quiet kindness slowly melted the ice around everyone's hearts. When the big crisis happened in the woods, his classmates realized they cared about him. Their small, daily moments of kindness added up to a giant wave of support at graduation. Augie overcame his challenges, and his school overcame their prejudice. To help us talk about this movie like professional directors, let's learn a few key words from the story. Our first phrase is nature retreat. A nature retreat is a school trip to the woods and outdoors where students camp and bond. It is the perfect setting for our characters to face their fears. Next is Bleeding Scream. This is the scary Halloween mask Augie wore earlier in the book. It hid his face, but by the end of the story, he does not need to hide anymore. Our third phrase is Standing Ovation. This is when everyone in an audience stands up to clap and cheer loudly because they are deeply moved. Augie definitely deserved his standing ovation. Next is an old-fashioned word, overcometh. It simply means overcomes or defeats. We all overcometh the world when we beat our biggest challenges. And finally, the word wonder. A wonder is something or someone truly amazing. Augie is a wonder, and so are you. Now, it is time for our shadowing practice. I want you to speak like the characters in our movie. I will say a sentence, and I want you to repeat it right after me with feeling. Are you ready? Let's go. The woods were dark and scary. My friends ran with me until we were safe. At graduation, everyone gave me a standing ovation. I felt like a normal kid for the first time. We all overcame the world. Wonderful job. You sounded just like the characters in the movie. To wrap up our lesson today, I want to leave you with one big reflection question. Why do you think everyone in the world deserves a standing ovation at least once in their life? What would your own standing ovation moment look like? Think about this question, keep reading, and remember that kindness always wins. Thank you for joining me today. I am Minhee Teacher, and I will see you in our next reading adventure. Bye-bye.